At Cherry & Vava, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Vavas from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry & Vavas. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry & Vava, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry & Vava for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry & Vava.
Live at the White House is the only show. Very happy to have with me now Peter Navarro, Dr. Navarro, Assistant to the President, Director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy. Great to see you, sir.
My friend, great to be here.
You know, Philly shipyards, let's talk about it, because I was driving by the other day, I was going to the Link to see the Eagles lose, and it was tough, but, you know, right by the Navy Yard.
Hey, I live in a town where the Redskins are, so I'm sympathy for you,
I mean,
dude.
The Jets just beat them, didn't they?
Beat down, dude.
That was something else to watch. They should invoke the mercy rule in some of these games. Driving by the Navy Yard, looking at all those previously abandoned ships that are over there, and thinking, all right, how do we bring back these shipping yards in Philly?
So President Trump loves shipyards, loves the Philly shipyard, and I work as the director of the Office of Trade Manufacturing Policy, and my mission for the president has been to help with a vision to bring that back in full force. So what we've been doing on a regular basis in my office is meeting with the owners of the yard, Jimmy Hart, who's the head of the labor mm-hmm. issue, and then we bring in folks from the Maritime Administration as well as the Department of Defense. Philly Shipyard had over 1,000 folks working there at one time, dropped down to like 80. What we've been doing in the interim is we've actually got them some nice repair work to hedge their business model. They usually only build in new ships. So we had the Antares in there in the Pollock. Mm-hmm. They're learning how to do that. We've brought several hundred people back. There's some nice contracts in the pipeline for new ships that we've helped them bid on.
Great.
We can't put our finger on the scale as who actually gets it, but what we can do is improve how they bid. So we expect great things for the Philly Shipyard. I was there, I think, just about a month ago with the Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer, mm-hmm. Talking to the workers there. We had the Antares in the back behind us, which was getting repaired. So I'm really bullish on the Philly Shipyard, and folks in Philly need to know that I'm going to do everything for President Trump to make sure that yard is booming.
Excellent. That's great to hear. And obviously the USMCA is going to play a big role, I think, in jobs in Pennsylvania in particular.
The USMCA is the best and brightest deal ever negotiated.
Really?
It replaces one of the worst deals. The two worst deals in American history were NAFTA and China getting into the World Trade Organization.
Right.
And I was on the campaign, and I remember the June 2016 speech by candidate Trump promising to renegotiate NAFTA. Mm-hmm. Promises made, promises kept. That thing is locked and loaded. All we need on Capitol Hill is for Nancy Pelosi to pull the trigger. And the vision of this is basically the regional content, domestic content, where particularly for autos, 75% of the content has to be in the USMCA zone.
Right.
And then to ensure that America gets its fair share, and Detroit's the hub of the industry, there's really strong environmental and labor provisions which prevent sweatshops and pollution havens in Mexico. This thing is a beautiful thing, and all that's required now is for the Democrats to do their job.
You know, I was hearing too that a lot of car manufacturers, even South Carolina, like I have a Volvo, they have a plant in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Now I think it's going to do more to bring
risk
auto
averse.
Jobs
are
back.
We a Volvo? Is that you
Well, it's capitalism, and they're actually sponsoring my trip down here, so you know. But my wife,
I drove a Volvo for years. I get it. Yeah,
we might be having to get the third
safety
row soon,
first.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
none of that 90 miles an hour down the middle of the lane or anything like
well,
that.
If you
life in the fast lane, no, not for you.
Not for that. But I mean, if we're talking about bringing more European cars to build here in the United States of America, that's a great thing too, because I think people do want to buy American as much as they can. I think they really do want to do that. It's prideful.
What's great about President Trump's strategy for manufacturing, and by the way, the last administration, the Obama administration, lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. President Trump's created 500,000.
I thought those jobs were never coming back.
I thought you could only get them back with a magic wand, according to Obama.
Right, exactly.
And then President Trump apparently found the magic wand by renegotiating trade deals. And, you know, you point out how these European car makers are coming here and investing. Japan has put in like an enormous investment in Tennessee. You know why? They're afraid of tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of tariffs. So come on, build it here. So the days of offshoring our auto jobs are over under President Trump. We are really seeing strong investment in the auto industry. It's all good.
Peter Navarro, you've been always tough on China, which I've always loved. I know you got to run, but how are we doing, making progress there? I know the agricultural, some success. Intellectual property, still a major concern, right?
Yes, my rule is all negotiations behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
We have two of the best negotiators in the world in President Trump and Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, who's the lead negotiator. As President Trump loves to say, let's see what happens, but let's never forget what we're fighting for here. This is not a trade deal. This is much more than that. I refer to the seven deadly structural sins of China. It's hacking our computers to steal our business secrets, forced technology transfer, intellectual property theft, dumping into our markets, state-owned enterprises running rampant around the globe, currency manipulation, and to me, worst of all, killing Americans, more than 100 every day, with their made-in-China fentanyl and opioids. So I would just simply ask the people of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania to remember, when we're having those negotiations, two things. President Trump is the first president to stand up to the Chinese. And two, this is going to be a tough negotiation, but we have to get him to stop those seven deadly sins.
Peter Navarro, thanks so much. Great
Pleased
to see you here at the White House.
All right.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.